This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In the Canadian province directly north of Montana, Alberta's last coal-fired electricity generating plant has powered down, marking the end of an era. In a feat once thought impossible, the province went from 80% coal power to zero, years ahead of schedule. Capital Power's Genesee 2 facility, the last coal plant in the province, went offline at 10:57 p.m. last Sunday. Capital Power has converted the facility from coal to natural gas. The end of all coal-fired electricity generation in the province is a notable milestone, as Alberta used to rely on coal for the majority of its power. In 2001, coal accounted for as much as 80% of the electricity on the province's grid. In 2015, the Alberta government announced plans to completely phase out coal power by 2030 as part of its broader climate policies. Blake Schaefer, an economist with the University of Calgary, said, "The industry was up in arms that it wasn't possible. Even parts of the government were in disbelief. I think there was a general view that phasing out by 2030 would actually be very challenging, and yet here we are," Schaefer said. The coal phase-out ended up proceeding well ahead of schedule, in large part due to utility companies converting to natural gas much more quickly and efficiently. Electricity generated from natural gas puts out roughly half the amount of greenhouse gas emissions as burning coal. Another advantage from switching from coal to natural gas is that overall water usage for the repowered units will be reduced with the new technology by at least half, Capital Power said. All units at the Genesee facility are now 100% natural gas fueled. Capital Power estimates the change will reduce its greenhouse gas emissions by 3.4 million tons per year. Alberta's greenhouse gas emissions from electricity generation have been falling precipitously since the coal phase-out began, coupled with rapid growth in wind and solar power. Officials said that Alberta's experience with phasing out coal offers a good reminder of the importance of good policy design with target dates. Establishing a coal phase-out timeline provided certainty for industry and stakeholders and allowed for efficient investment decisions aligning with phasing out coal. It also offers a case study for the remaining coal jurisdictions around the world, officials said. In Billings, the Yellowstone Valley Animal Shelter is at critical capacity and cannot accept any more surrendered pets until further notice. To help find homes for the animals currently in the Yellowstone Valley Animal Shelter care, all adoption and reclaim fees have been waived. Billings Yellowstone Valley Animal Shelter will still provide priority space to sick or injured stray pets. For people interested in adopting or fostering a pet, there's information online at the Yellowstone Valley Animal Shelter website, yvas.org/adopt. The National Park Service announced Saturday morning that Glacier National Park's Going to the Sun Road opened to motorized vehicles. The Going to the Sun Road can be accessed from both the West Glacier and the St. Mary Park entrances. With the full opening of the road, more vehicle reservations will be available, which are required to travel the Going to the Sun Road from the west side of the park past APGAR between 6 a.m. and 3 p.m. until September 8th. Vehicle reservations can only be made online at recreation.gov. Vehicle passes are not available at the park's entrances. Vehicle reservations are not required to enter the Going to the Sun Road from the east side of the park at the St. Mary entrance this summer. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.